This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Steve Newborn with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Kelly, there's been a lot of media coverage lately of the protests over racial policies at the University of Missouri. But there was one video that went viral. In particular, it was about a journalism professor who tried to stop a reporter from covering a protest.
No, you need to get out. You need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
I actually don't.
All right.
Kelly, not only did having a journalism prof basically tell a reporter to leave a public space floor a lot of people, but this took on an added dimension because of the prominence of the journalism school there at the University of Missouri, right?
Right. That's my journalism school. I graduated from there a long time ago. And yeah, people were pretty upset about this. Now, it's important to point out that she's not really a journalism prof. She has an appointment in the J School, but she's actually a communications professor. She just works with a couple of grad students, so she's got this courtesy appointment. But still, you're on the doorstep of the oldest journalism school in the country, and you're essentially telling a reporter that he doesn't have any First Amendment rights on this public university in this public quad. And the reporter was great because he totally schooled her on what the rights of reporters and citizens are on public property. And that is that we all have the same rights to exist, to occupy, to take photos. It's all public property.
Now, this professor, for lack of a better term, she had a very public retraction not shortly after that, right?
Yeah, so I've come to describe her as the aptly named Professor Click, because she got a lot of people, a lot of clicks. But that's really her name, Professor Click. She apologized, and I think she's realizing now that this is probably the most humiliating, embarrassing moment of her life, because she totally let her emotions and her affections for the students who were involved in the protest cloud her knowledge of journalism and how it works.
Now, what was the reason she gave for even doing this to begin with? Was it in her public apology?
She said some of the reporters who'd been interviewing the protesters were particularly rude. I think that this actually happens a lot. You find this with first responders. You find this with people in the military, even when there's a public event. They have an instinct to protect the people who are at the middle of the event. And journalists get a bad rap because everybody thinks that they're going to be invasive, that they're going to intrude on people's privacy. And most of the time, journalists are really good about asking, hey, can I take your picture? Hey, can I interview you? And when people say no, they move on to somebody else.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting in watching the video about how the protesters told this reporter to back off, give him some space. And he stood his ground. This is a public space. And he said, I have every right in the world to be here as much as you do. You figured the professor would be saying that and not the student.
Right. What I loved about what he said was, the First Amendment protects your right to be here, and it protects my right to be here. We all have the same rights. And that's absolutely true.
Now, another interesting aspect of this whole thing with the protests in Missouri is that journalists seem to be taking an adversarial role in the minds of the protesters.
I think that reporters take a neutral point of view. And sometimes if you're an advocate, that feels like a betrayal because you think, oh, journalists, they should be questioning authority. And that's what we're doing, too. But a lot of times the reporters have to ask the advocates hard questions and press on their position because they're advocating for the audience, really, the journalists are.
So, Kelly, I guess these days journalists aren't even safe at a place that teaches journalism, right?
Or they're really safe because it all turned out fine. Everybody came to the reporter's defense, and a lot of people know a lot more about the First Amendment right now.
Hopefully the professor does too, right?
I think she does, yeah.